It is Tuesday, August 6, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Speaking of time flying.
As you often do, yes.
As we did yesterday, time has flown to the 115th Tottytown Grape Festival.
I have asked you this, I think, before. And I think I've even asked Susan Young at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History. This has got to be the longest annual formal traditional event in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, good heavens, I'd think so.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what would be longer. It starts today and continues through next weekend around St. Joseph Catholic Church in Tottytown. And tonight is Carnival Arm Band Night, a place I won't be. There's a grape stomp from 7 to 9.
Always fun.
And there's live music at 7 and more live music at 9. Lions May Cry at 7 and Backroad Anthem at 9.
Backroad Anthem, Antoinette talked to them in the Furman Garner Performance Studio a few weeks ago. Great, great guys.
Then coming up tomorrow, of course, more carnival, more grape stomping. The band Paper Jam at 7. And Joel Krause at 9. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, the church tours start, the arts and crafts fair starts, the spaghetti dinners start.
And there's a lot of spaghetti.
Okay, excuse me for a second. More carnival rides, which after the spaghetti sounds like such a bad idea.
Yeah, reverse that, if at all.
Yeah. And the music is Brian Odle and Hillbilly Underground and Parmalee at 9. Then on Friday, church tours, arts and crafts, spaghetti dinners, carnival rides. The music is Time Machine at 7. And Live Fire, the 395th Army Band at 9:30. On Saturday, a fun run, a kids run, arts and crafts, carnival armbands, more spaghetti, music by Kyla Horton-Stevens at 6. The Downtown Live Wires at 7. And Colin Ray is their headliner at 9.
And this is all, if I'm not mistaken, relatively inexpensive.
All of this is free, except anything that you buy to eat or drink or buy at the Arts and Crafts Festival.
So the music's free?
Yes.
That is relatively inexpensive.
That's pretty inexpensive.
That's about as inexpensive as you get.
And you can find out more at TawnytownGrapeFestival.com.
Thank you, Tawnytown. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.